First modem vomited its first bleeps. There you go. So let's go through some fantastically named sounds that are jumbled together, not by the people making them, but those talking about them and perhaps striving for immortality. Be pretty cool to be remembered for labeling a musical genre, that's for sure, or a film genre. I remember those French guys that called it film noir in the early 40s before anyone knew it was called that. So some genres we can talk about here. Obviously, indie. This is an indie show. Seems like white people playing guitars generally. Indie music is typically produced outside of mainstream commercial labels. It includes lo-fi recording. We're going to get into Guided by Voices, R. Stevie Moore, some old Beach Boys, and some other lo-fi typical recording artists. The Superchunk guy came up with Portastatic, named after the machine he was using, the Porta Studio, the Tascam Porta Studio, in the day to quickly and easily and cheaply record music in their bedroom, which is great. Think of labels like Sub Pop, Matador, 4AD, Ninja 2, Network, and Murder in Canada, Rough Trade, and Epitaph down the coast. Different types of pop. There's teen pop, you know, hopefully something you grow out of. J-pop, K-pop, etc. Jazz has smooth jazz, you know, mellow stuff that's not too blowy, not too Lee Morgan, not too Miles Davis. For those late nights with you-know-who. The sociological genres, Christian rock, for instance, comedy rock, children's music. So those are based on sociological groups. Lyrical genres. Okay, we have gangster rap, political hip-hop, etc. You know, kind of know the difference. These are good. Jokey genres, you know, just joking around. We've got yacht rock, of course, which for me, growing up with 70s and 80s AM radio on in the station wagon, now it has a name. It's been named recently online. There's a YouTube video or something or a film made. So you're thinking Kenny Loggins and bands like America and Hall & Oates and Christopher Cross, etc. So it's California soft rock, yacht rock, so you have a name. Brony music. Do you know about this? You wear this My Little Pony thing? I'm definitely not. Subgenres of what we're listening to in this show and Todd plays. So we got shoegaze, My Bloody Valentine. We got goth punk, gothic music. The Cure, IDM, intelligent dance music. Not the EDM version that your friends dance to on the weekend. We got ska punk. We've got post-rock, you know, Godspeed You Black Emperor from Montreal, they're fantastic. Post-rock, so it's taking stuff to the next level with that post-word. Krautrock, grindcore, mathcore, egg punk, remember? That's a new one today. Vaporwave, darkwave, anyone? Veronica Vasica, anyone? Hardcore, you know, straight-edge hardcore. Hardcore is kind of a response to post-punk and art punkers, you know, shave the head, wear your work pants and your white t-shirt and your boots and off you go. Cuddlecore, remember Cub? Grime, cloud rap, chillwave, chiptune, bitwave, Nintendo core, horrorcore. I don't know what this is, but the names are marvelous. Have yourself a Google if you want to look into that. So pretty much slapping a post before indicating a group of people taking the genre named after the post after to another better level, or slapping a core or a wave behind it, is the recipe for journalistic immortality if it catches on. So let's have a go. For all the music, so this is kind of the point, I guess. For all the music you hear on this show, if there isn't a convenient label, or if it's incorrect, or you feel bad about it, or you know the artist is really annoyed, so anything that doesn't settle nicely into cubbies already hewn by past carpenters, we will call it postcore. Or should we call it postwave? So we're throwing it out there today, postcore or postwave, and you will know what you'll be getting, and it will be good. Just don't tell the artists, okay? So let's leading into that. Here's a postcore band called Prolapse. They're from Leicester, and they have a vocalist called Mick Derry from Scotland. Thank you for listening to Noise of Carpet, and here's Prolapse from the 1999.
surprised. I was happy for a day in 1975. I was puzzled by a dream. It stood with me all day in 1995. My brother had confessed he was gay, yeah. Took the heat off me for a while. He stood up with a sailor friend, made it known upon my sister's wedding day.
Myself to sin and I, and there It's another pure gray morning. Don't know what the day is holding. And I get up right home and I walk right into the path of a lightning bolt. Siren of an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town. And no one blinks an eye and I look up to the sky for the path of a lightning bolt. Met her as the angels parted for her. She only brought me torture. That's what happens when it's you that's standing in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks the walk with gritted teeth, but I just stand by and I wait my time. They say you gotta toe the line. They want the water, not the wine. But when I see the signs, I jump on that line. Chances, people tell you not to take chances, and they tell you that there aren't any answers. And I'm starting to agree, but I woke suddenly in the path of a lightning bolt. Fortune, people talking all about fortune. Do you make it or does it just call you? In the blinking of an eye, just another passerby in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks the walk with grit. Lying back gazing skyward when the moment got shattered. I remember what she said and then she fled in the path of a lightning bolt.
Charlatans Jr. on CJSF Noise of Carpet Radio. Thanks for listening. That goes out to my co-host Steve, who's back on the world, listening from his couch, trying to warm up over in Liverpool. So thanks for listening, Steve. Sprossen Green from 91, I guess, or so, or let's see, within 5 years is fine, right? Jake Bugg before that, a song called Lightning Bolt from an album called Jake Bugg 2012, brand new. And to start off that set was Belle and Sebastian, The State I'm In, or not really. Belle and Sebastian, State I Am In from the single. Steve, enjoy the show on Saturday playing in Glasgow, so enjoy that. Prolapse, that post-wave band from the UK, a song called Fob.com from 99. Thank you for listening today. Coming up next is Radio Gotha. Very, very cool German, Swiss, Austrian sounds for the next hour. Thank you for listening. And we do a little thing here. So, and then I'll get back to you in 1 second here. Maybe not. Anyway, Radio Gotha coming up next. Thanks for Todd. Another great Blurred Crusade. All of these podcasts are on the website. Just go to the calendar, find a show, click on it, and there should be all the podcasts listed there for you can listen in the future on your bike, on the bus, wherever. A lot of good shows on this station. I recently found one called Wave Station on Saturday nights, Pacific Standard Time, I think 7 to 10 or so. Lots of music. If you like the music we're playing here, then you will like that. So finish things off today with a song called Throw Your Arms Around Me by an Aussie band called Hunters and Collectors. You know, we attended the Christine Sinclair soccer match last night, her last game. She was great. The team is going to miss her. What a great ambassador she is. Played against the Aussies. Aussies gave a good go at it, and Canada wins 1-0. But a great, great evening. Took my daughter and her friend, and they all had a good time, and connecting up with their friends. And 48,000 people in BC Place, so that was magnificent. So getting out of there, not so easy, but well done, Christine Sinclair, and let's throw this song out to her. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week on Noise of Carpet Radio. I have been Mike. You. Been listening to The Noise of Carpet Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca, and we'll look forward to seeing you again at 1 p.m. next Wednesday. Thanks for listening.
This is Radio Good.